Destination Church in Saraland, Alabama, outgrew their original sanctuary and expanded to a new 1,250-seat facility with all new sound, video, and lighting. They called in a trusted friend with Alpha Sound and Lighting to select the right components and do the entire installation. Michael Evans is here with us today to give us the rundown on how they did it with all new gear. Coming right up on the SBC Podcast. Mike, thank you for getting with us on the SBC Podcast from Alpha Sound and Lighting in Satsuma, Alabama. That's down around Mobile, isn't it?
That is correct, sir. Thank you for having us today. We appreciate it very much. Yes, it is. We're in North Mobile County, right on the Gulf Coast.
Okay, and so the destination church that we're going to be talking about is right there in your neighborhood. Not a long drive at all for you to get there and do the work.
About a five-mile drive from my office to this church and back. So we're all in the same North Mobile County area there in Mobile, Alabama.
All right, so tell us first of all about Alpha Sound and Lighting. How long have you been around and what types of projects do you do? It sounds like you pretty much concentrate on churches.
That is correct. Alpha Sound and Lighting actually was started back in the early 70s, and the home office was in Valencia, California. I came on board in November of 84 to run the Gulf Coast office out in Alabama. And basically, all we do is houses of worship and schools. We don't do much of anything else. We really kind of focus on those two areas and nothing else. And I've personally been in the church audio world now for about 41, 42 years.
That's a mighty long resume, so you guys know the ropes on schools and churches. Some big advantages to that, and probably working a lot of repeat projects for people in your area.
That is correct. And, you know, I'm blessed in the fact that I had the opportunity to be the front house engineer at several large churches in the Mobile area as a part-time job. So I spent a lot of time learning just what churches need, all the way from contemporary to traditional. And basically, it was a learning experience for me. Though I was getting paid to do a job, I was continually learning how could I retrofit and help these folks in the future, which, here again, was a blessing to me more than anybody else.
And tell us about Destination Church. What sort of a church is that as far as their worship style? Is it more traditional or is it modern with lots of live music?
It is a very aggressive, contemporary style worship. Anybody familiar with the South is all familiar with the Church of God, and that's what it is. It's a Church of God. And they're very, very aggressive with contemporary music, live band, vocalist. Typically don't do any kind of choir of any nature. Their worship team is basically a full band with 4 to 5 vocals out front all the time.
So doing audio for that church, you're not going to be sitting back and listening to a choir and organ. You're going to be busy all the time.
You're going to be real busy. Let me just tell you, okay, the gentleman that mixes for them, we spent quite a bit of time with him once we got the install done. We did several rehearsals with him. And the one positive thing the church has going for them, Kyle Wilson, who's the worship leader, is number one, very aggressive from the standpoint of he's tech savvy, but he's also a killer musician and he knows what he wants and he strives hard to get it. And our job was to try to help him get to that plateau.
You seem to know that church pretty well. So how far back do you go with handling AV for them?
Well, actually, I started with them in 2016. They had moved out of their existing worship facility into a family life center they had to try to give them more room because they were growing rapidly. Another company did the install in that facility in 15. And over a period of time, Kyle came to the church sometime in 2016, and they couldn't get that company to come back and do any work or service on the facility. And they in turn called us and asked us if we'd come over and look at it. And I guess you could say the rest is history from there because we kind of went in and started going through it, limited budget, trying to fix and make things work, and which I guess we were relatively successful because they kept us around.
As you mentioned, they're a rapidly growing church and they outgrew their facility. So what led to this new sanctuary and just starting a bigger place right from the ground up?
That's a good question because at the point that they moved into the Family Life Center, they were actually doing 4 worship services a Sunday just to try to get everybody in. This place would only seat about 800 people max. I'm telling you, that was stuffing them in the door. And they're running anywhere from 1,000 to 1,100, 1,200 people a service now doing 2 services. They're already at 2 services in the new facility. So the need was there. The budget was coming quick. The question was, how do we plan and make this happen from not only the standing of the building point, but also the AV world? So That all started in about 2017, if I'm not mistaken. That's when I kind of got involved with them and started looking at this whole thing.
So they had you guys come in and do everything, the sound, lighting, video, the whole works. We're going to talk a bit about the sound part of the project. You decided on the Allen & Heath D-Live 5000.
Yes, sir.
Why did you decide to go with that particular one?
Well, in order to answer that question, I have to back up a year or two, because in 2016 going into 17, Kyle was struggling with the system he had. He loves using wireless in-ear monitors for his band and everybody on stage. The problem was the console he had did not have enough outputs to supply what he needed. So that's when I introduced to the church the Allen & Heath GLD80 console with an AR2412 and an AR84, which gave them quite a bit more inputs and outputs to facilitate what he was trying to do. My intention there was, knowing that they were going to build this facility, was to grow that to the new facility. Later in 2017, going into 18, I introduced them to the ME1s and the MEU on-stage personal monitor mixers to facilitate with their wireless ears. Well, that's from the article is where all of a sudden everything started clicking, with Kyle saying, oh, if I stay with Allen & Heath, everything just goes from one piece to another piece to another piece. The cool thing about Allen & Heath, and I love the product, it's seamless as to what you can do and the expansion you can make into that device. So that all being said, that led us to the S5000 and more ME1s and MEUs in the new facility.
That looks like a perfect solution for this, because you've got a live band and a lot of people on stage. It can handle that, but it's still not one of these big mega boards that you have volunteers trying to operate and maybe being a little intimidated by it.
That is correct. And the wonderful thing about this, like I said, being in the church market for 40 years, first word out of every church's mouth is budget. Now, you should know that as long as you've been in the industry, Bennett. And so I had to figure out, okay, how can I retrofit what's in the old facility over the new facility? So the GLD80 we were using as the front of house in the old facility is now the broadcast mixer in the new facility, and it's tied to the S5000 via Dante.
Well, that should give you the maximum flexibility in whatever they want to do. You've really covered some ground with them, and especially being familiar with their needs. Where do you have the mixer? Is it where the lighting and everything is also controlled? Is it all from that same place?
Well, yes and no. The S5000 is in a front of house position about 50 to 60 feet off from the front of stage area, about center house. That's where your S5000, your front of house, your lighting console, and your video switching is done. Off on stage left is a broadcast room that has where the GLD80 is and where all the camera switching is done. That was already in place with the old facility that we just moved over from, as well as that's where all my equipment racks are for my amplification processing and so forth. So it's actually two locations that you work from.
It's good having the broadcast facilities and the racks in probably a relatively secure location rather than out front where anybody in the crowd might be able to get to them.
That's correct.
Of course, a big part of the house sound project was the speaker system. So what main house speakers did you install for that?
Now, what I did was ended up talking to Mike DeFreeze at QSC Audio. We ended up using the Wideline 10s with all QSC amplifiers, and the QSIS processing is where we went. It's just seamless. It's just like the Allen & Heath stuff. It's all seamless.
It's great that you were able to get close support from the company on their end of things. That could serve to cut a lot of corners for you.
Oh, yeah. And that's the thing in our industry, Bennett. These manufacturers are willing to help you if you're willing to ask. That's the long and the short of it, because Mike was kind enough to send one of his techs, Trip Matthews, who's a Wideline 10 expert. He sent him out here to commission the system for us and just made my life that much sweeter.
So how did you get those speakers up there? Obviously, since this is a new facility, you didn't have any previous wiring runs to reuse, mm-hmm. So you had to run everything from scratch right from the beginning.
Yes, sir. We had to run everything from scratch from the beginning. And, of course, the capability of if you look at images of the facility, it's nothing but a big open metal building that looks like a theater. The ceiling's 60 foot tall, which obviously you've got to get up to that point in order to get the wire back to a location. Now, the speakers are not that high. They're down a bit from there. But, yes, we had to run all new cabling for everything as far as the Wideline 10s, the lighting, the video, everything had to be run new.
And so how did you set up the stage monitoring? I know they were particularly interested in having an IEM system, and I think that was Allen & Heath and Sennheiser.
Yes, that was the beauty of this whole thing. Again, they were already using the Sennheiser in-ear wireless monitor system over in the other facility. We brought that into the new facility and added some in-ear devices. And then what I did was I designed floor pockets on the stage area for both the ME1s and the in-ear devices so that via a patch bay back in my equipment room, you can take any floor pocket and patch the ears to the mixer via that way. There's not one live monitor on that stage anywhere. Everybody's on ears, including the vocalist.
That's great, because usually trying to mix IEM and floor monitors can really get to be a tricky thing.
Yes, sir, it can. It keeps the SPL down off that stage, and it gives the front of house guy the freedom of actually doing a good, clean mix of the band and the vocals.
Sounds like all that worked out pretty well. In part two, we'll get into the acoustics of the room and talk about the lighting, because you guys did the whole thing on this. We've been talking with Michael Evans of Alpha Sound and Lighting in Satsuma, Alabama, about the Destination Church and a whole new sanctuary completely outfitted by your company, Mike. We'll see you again for more on this next week. Thanks for being with us.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Bennett.
The Destination Church has the right sound, and the praise band now has control over their own monitoring. Michael will be back in part two to give us the details on lighting, projection, and video next week, right here on the SBC Podcast.